Hi, everyone. It's Gail. In lieu of an episode of She Explores, I and my team at Ravel Media want to leave room in your week and your podcast feed for the Black Lives Matter movement. You might be thinking, this isn't about hiking or the outdoors, or why can't this podcast just be about the outdoors? Well, welcome to She Explores. If you've been tuning in, you know that this show, as well as the blog, is first and foremost centered around women and their real life experiences. Yes, in the outdoors, but the outdoors exists in the backcountry and the front country. It's right outside our front doors. The She Explores community is made up of people from all different backgrounds, but if you're white like me, you might not have considered how racial and social justice intersect with the experience of nature. But whether you're outside or inside, systemic, overt, and covert racism rages against Black people in the United States and around the world. The effects of this racism are violent and dangerous. Even when racism plays out in subtle ways, the system of white supremacy is always dangerous. And frankly, we haven't done a good enough job of talking about it on this show. We're striving to do better. This might be uncomfortable to hear, and it might be especially uncomfortable for fellow white listeners to hear, but it's not a bad thing. Uncomfortable conversations are needed. We can come together, lean into discomfort, and actively fight against the status quo. Over the weekend and into this week, protests filled the U.S. against the untimely killings by police of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and Tony McDade, as well as the countless Black lives lost before this date and the many injustices that continue. Escaping to the woods, while restorative and wonderful for reflection, won't affect change. This is a time to listen and learn. This is a time to amplify Black voices. This is a time to vote, to donate, to sign petitions, to march, to protest. This is a time to support Black businesses, educators, and organizers. Pay it forward. There's a whole lot of power in all of those things, especially if we're all committed today, tomorrow, and every day after. I linked books to read, podcasts to listen to, ally resources and organizations to support in the show notes and on the episode landing page at she-explores.com. I also included some Black women in the outdoor community who we'd encourage you to follow, support, and amplify. If you have questions, you can join us in our She Explores podcast Facebook group, start a conversation. I'll be there as much as possible to try to moderate it. Or you can DM us on the She Explores Instagram handle, she_explores. Until next week.